Oliver Stone must be growing timid approaching Social Security age. Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, his sequel to Gordon Gekko's 23-year-old allegiance to greed is goodism, only ruffles the feathers of American high finance and casino capitalism. As our story opens, Gekko's being released from an 8-year run in the joint. He has a 2-day beard, no one's at the gate, but wait, Gordon is sporting a very cool high-dollar Hollywood man cut. Mercy, it's Gordon Gekko with hair just like Michael Douglas's. Sing Sing has great hairstylists. Who knew? Gekko, soon back at the heart of Finance City, meets a young Wall Streeter named Jacob, played by Shia LaBeouf. He's pumped for green energy profiteering, apparently to give the picture a sense of hope. And Gordon appears to be downshifting into a redemptive gear, what with writing his first book, Is Greed Good? And, oh yes, selling it at a healthy price. Jacob is also bunking with Gekko's daughter, Winnie, played by Carey Mulligan. She's demurred contact with Daddy since her brother's suicide. Dad not only scams people big time, but causes his male offspring to do himself in, is what's running through Winnie's hip, pretty head. The business built by Lewis, Jacob's mentor, collapses. The elderly Wall Streeter, played by Frank Langella, takes a swan dive in front of an oncoming subway. Lewis's brokerage house is patterned after the real demise of Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers in March 2008 during the final year of President Bush's second term. Replacing Javier Bardem in the role of Breton, Josh Brolin plays a hedge fund manager. Bardem instead went to eating, praying, and loving with Julia Roberts. Breton has evidently floated rumors that have thrown Lewis's firm into the financial breach, driving Lewis to the drastic act. If that's not enough to get tempers flaring and plot twists twirling, are you in for a surprise? Yes, a surprise all right, to find that Money Never Sleeps is quite a ponderous and uneven movie that plays like three old Dynasty TV episodes, strung together but with all the update dots connected since the 08 money problems kicked in. I can see a new TV series already. The Carringtons meet the Madoffs. Electrifying. Stone occasionally goes nutty with graphic and visual effects seemingly employed to goose the pace and give Wall Street 2 a zip of youthful I'll-get-mine-ism. Yep, money never sleeps and the cameras never still, especially around big boardroom tables with key people at them discussing how much bailout money they can get from the Fed. You know, socialism. Maybe the reason for the visual mobility is the way Alan Loeb and Stephen Schiff wrote the dialogue. Well-crafted words for a film don't need an acrobatic camera to make them work. Never sleeps, never fails to assail with strings of financial ease which only your friendly neighborhood hedge fund manager can translate. Verbal authenticity is neat, you betcha, but when applied to a host of acquisitive, arrogant professionals ensconced along Wall Street in a narrative that wants you to primarily appreciate the now anti-hero nature of a high-toned ex-con scam artist who just maybe has come around to decency, esoteric language to make it real has little impact. Another thing, the music in the movie is awful. None of it fits, like it has a hidden agenda. Other than Mr. Douglas, whom I wished the very best with his recently announced medical issue, the casting is uneven, too. LaBeouf looks underage and tenuous as Jacob, showing sparks of the brave new capitalist only in scenes with male colleagues. Alone on screen with Mulligan, he's a wuss. Mulligan, in An Education, wowed me, but here she's not right as a sensitive, young, perceptive, rich woman because she doesn't exude the sophisticated glamour shown by other female characters in the film. Mulligan's costumes look like the music sounds. Douglas gives a stirring sell lecture for Gordo's book. He's long predicted the 08 financial quake and its aftershocks now shivering the Obama White House. Gordo's spiel underscores the notion there is no Gordon Gekko without Michael Douglas. Josh Brolin's Breton is a shinier example of casting. Appropriately oleaginous, Breton vies to replace Gekko as villain, while Susan Sarandon, as Jacob's real estate lady mom, makes brief penetrating turns with an Eastern-accented rich lady dialect. It's good, but she, as in The Lovely Bones, seems forced. Money Never Sleeps could be more intense if, during the moments when the New York people are on the phone pleading bailout from the D.C. feds, Stone would have also shown the D.C. side of that chat, giving up the identity of those characters, too. Even if all the names were changed to protect the innocent. There's a bunch of reviews by the guy with this voice at TulsaTVMemories.com or on the International Movie Database, IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.